You recall yesterday we spoke with Attorney Todd Flood about the United States Supreme Court decision in Carson versus Macon, a decision which has an impact on parents and their rights to send their children to the school they believe is most fitting. This morning we're talking with Paul Long. Paul is the president and CEO of Michigan Catholic Conference, the Michigan Catholic Conference, the public policy voice for the Catholic Church in Michigan. And after a long absence, we welcome you back to the program, Paul.
Well, good morning, Paul W., and thank you for inviting me back.
It's
great to be with you on this beautiful Thursday.
It is a beautiful Thursday, and it's great to have you back to shed a little light, if you will, on this decision. What about it for you?
Well, the decision with a clear 6-3 majority is a great victory for parents, as it affirms their fundamental right to choose the educational setting that works for their best for their family. It does so by stating that Maine's program of allowing statewide living students living in an area where there's not a traditional public school to attend a private school at state expense, and that the program must allow students to attend a faith-based school as well as a non-sectarian school.
Being born and raised a Catholic, great credence to religious exercise, the free exercise of religion. You did have Justice Breyer dissenting, claiming the majority opinion isn't paying enough attention to the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. It's always going to be friction whenever you start talking about church and state and misinterpretations and all of that. I suspect you'll be very, very interested in the big one, which is they've got to speak today or tomorrow about Roe v. Wade.
Well, we anxiously await that decision of the Dobbs decision, Paul W., and we remain committed to working for the day when all life is recognized and respected and mothers receive the support they need through pregnancy and beyond. It's a very important decision, and we're praying, we're hoping for the best that comes out.
You can say praying on this program. You can do more than hope. You can pray for this. That's okay. I always say, for those of us who pray, now'd be the time. So we're looking in your specific concern, though our concern is worldwide for life, but how's this impact directly Michigan, our great state?
Well, if the Supreme Court has a decision much like the leaked draft, if it comes out and it completely overturns the Roe decision from 1973, and I remind you, Paul, the voters of Michigan by 61% rejected a proposal to legalize abortion in November of 72. And then 2.5 months later, the Supreme Court made it, overrode the voters of Michigan and the rest of the country by imposing abortion in all 50 states in all 9 months of pregnancy. And so a decision to overturn Roe would be most welcome. And it means that Michigan would return to its law pre-Roe, that abortion would be illegal in the state, and that unborn children would be protected and would be welcomed both during the time of pregnancy and afterwards.
Back to what has happened, where the Supreme Court said that if you've got this money, it's got to be going to all schools equally, including religious schools. Is there any kind of Michigan aid, state aid, Paul, that goes to non-public schools in Michigan now?
Well, currently, state aid to Michigan comes in the form of school safety grants. It comes in the form of reimbursements for following state-mandated health and safety measures. And that's pretty much it, Paul W., because of the restrictive Blaine Amendment that we have in Michigan's Constitution that does its best to try to be restrictive about any aid to non-public schools.
You're talking about James G. Blaine, the congressman, senator from Maine in the 19th century that, no better way to put it in shorthand, hated Catholics.
He did, Paul W., and he tried to enforce a constitutional amendment at the federal level, and it failed. And so he went working in the states to do the same, and many states across the country adopted those provisions. In Michigan, we adopted it about 100 years later, when you were in high school in the fall of 1970, the people approved by a very narrow margin Proposal C, which enacted the Blaine Amendment here in Michigan, which was called the Parochiate Amendment. Now, it doesn't take one much to know that if you call something the Parochiate Amendment, what your aim is attempting to do, and that's to, you know, attack and belittle and demean the Catholic Church and its schools.
Boy, Blaine was a Republican, the GOP standard bearer in 1884, and it's been said it might be the number one reason why Catholics, especially Irish Catholics, have historically voted for Democrats.
Well, that's very true. There was a stream of anti-Catholicism running through the Republican Party at the time, and it was embodied in James G. Blaine. And as he went about the country trying to enact these measures to prohibit aid to sectarian schools, well, sectarian schools at the time were all Catholic. Faith-based schools were all Catholic back in the 19th century because they were an alternative form to the public schools, which taught the King James Bible.
Always interesting. Hopefully we won't have to go as long as we had to get to you back on the show. We appreciate it. Paul Long, president and CEO of the Michigan Catholic Conference. So far, so good from the Supreme Court. We'll see if it keeps going your way. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Paul W. Have a great day.
You do the same. Hey, congratulations to the folks at Shostak. As I see that the Shostak Brothers and Company are marking their 100th anniversary, and they're doing it like so many good people do. They're giving back in a very big way. In fact, they have, the Shostak Brothers and Company, have $1 million community giving campaign underway. That's not a bad way to celebrate your own 100th anniversary, and therefore I salute Shostak Brothers and Company at 729.